Around 1990, Marquette President Robert Wilde headed the Chicago Division of a Jesuit order. The Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP, says Wilde helped conceal the sexual abuse crimes of Father Donald McGuire, who was convicted in 2006 in Walworth County and later in Illinois. SNAP Midwest Director Peter Isley says it's disappointing to learn about Wilde's actions in documents that surfaced this week as part of a lawsuit against the Jesuits.
This is not the way victims and survivors and their families need to find out about these things. That they got to be dragged through the courts, they got to come out through court-ordered releases. This is not what the gospel, we believe, enjoins us to do, demands for us to do.
SNAP wants Father Wilde to apologize to McGuire's victims and their families for not removing McGuire from the priesthood, reporting him to the police, or alerting the public to McGuire's criminal history. Isley says SNAP also wants Father Wilde and the Jesuit order to create a public registry of all Jesuits who are named in substantiated reports of sexual abuse of children.
What we're really concerned about is what he's doing now by not getting these names out there, by not telling us, you know, what they are doing with these offenders.
Marquette issued a statement that says as a Catholic and Jesuit university, it fully supports the protection of any sexual abuse victims. Marquette will hold a forum on what it calls the clergy sexual abuse scandal next week in Milwaukee. Father Wilde is retiring from Marquette this summer. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.